My understanding of who God is in my life, and through many of those experiences, happened at Windermere for me as well too. Mm-hmm. Every summer with youth camp and things like that as well, is just for us as Christ followers to help to recognize others, and helping them to understand that they are valued, and that they are so fearfully and wonderfully made, as we read in Psalm 139, that they have a place at the seat at the table, you know. Mm-hmm. And so through discipling, it's just a part of that, of understanding, you know, how do we lean into each other and to help each other? And sometimes that's admonishing, but other times it's encouraging, and all of that works together because that's just who we are as well too, no matter how seasoned we are in our faith.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Colette Cross is with us today on Think About It, and she's the Director of Discipleship at Houston Baptist University. Colette's office helps integrate spiritual life into each aspect of university life. Much of the university's spiritual activities falls under the umbrella of Kaleo, an initiative made possible by Terry and Doris Looper. Cross and university associate Salim are passionate about helping students find their spiritual and life's calling. And I think you serve in, one of the most important areas in this university.
Mm, agreed. It's one of the most fun places as well, too.
Yeah, and I'm sure it is. But, you know, I heard we were in a board meeting yesterday at HBU. Mm. And I listened to a trustee say just, you know, an offhanded remark that a university, the typical university, is a dangerous place for a student to be that doesn't have faith. Mm. And you know, when you think about it, I mean, Ben Shapiro, others have written on how difficult, I mean, we know that the percentage of kids who go on for Christ after a typical secular university experience is pretty low, that were raised in church. Some say 80 to 90% don't. And so at HBU, we're privileged to have this faith component. Mm-hmm. While we have this academic migration.
Yes.
And I think it's incredible. And you're right in the center directing discipleship at HBU.
Yes, sir.
So mm-hmm. Tell us the story.
So Terry and Doris Looper have always lived discipleship in their life, and they feel like that it is such an integral part of understanding what it means to be a Christ follower and how to live and to navigate the world today, that they felt like it was so important that they blessed us with this grant so that we are able then to do that, to integrate discipleship in all of the areas within the university, faculty, staff, students, programming, whatever that looks like. And so, so it began with that vision that Terry had, with the money that they shared with us to allow us to be able to use this for these purposes. We adopted the name Kaleo, which means to be called, and 2 Timothy 1:9 is our focal verse, which says we're called to a higher lifestyle, higher living, not because of anything that we have done, but because of everything that Christ has done for us. And so that's our goal, is that we want our students to feel that urgency of what it means to live for Him, to make their life count, to make a difference. Our convo speaker this morning talked about when you walk into a room, be the change mm-hmm. in that room because you are Christ. And so that's what we want to do. And so what we have done is that the basic discipleship program is that we have talked with faculty and staff who have agreed to disciple students. And so we have that component of it. And then we have taken all of our advertising, PR, everything that we've done as well, too, to students at orientations, at all of the events that we've had, you know, just everything that we could think of, written and vocally, sharing about what Kaleo means and what it looks like and the intent of that. So we've had students who, they've completed an application. It's really an interest application. So I take that, and then with the faculty and staff that have said yes, that I want to do this, and they too have filled out an application as well. And just we pray over those, and we begin to pair them with specific faculty and staff and students. And so that relationship begins. And so it's really cool, Jerry, to walk over to Java City and you see some of our faculty and staff ministering, talking to students over a cup of coffee. They have their Bibles out or the resource that they're studying, whether that's, you know, Beth Moore's Esther series or just the Book of John or whatever that looks like. And to see them, you know, just talking and sharing life, doing life together, understanding that nobody has all the answers, but together we can at least figure out some things. And so you've got some wisdom, and with some a student who is looking for that maturity and wisdom as well too. But in my experience of discipling as well too, I get more than the student does out of it.
Yeah,
it's
of
just
course.
it's just the neatest reciprocity experience. And so that's kind of how it started. And then we move into events that we help to sponsor and plan as well too. And then moving into some of the programming of student life, like our RAs, they're very vital to the Kaleo program as they begin to lead the students on their different floors that they're a part of in every area. As we also move into our peer mentors who are embracing discipleship as well too with our FYS classes, all the way over into our Generation One program, where those who are serving as mentors as well too are involved in the Kaleo program. So it's just this kind of ripple effect of understanding what that looks like and how it is we can make a difference on our campus. We start the year out with a retreat, a leadership and discipleship retreat for all of our student life leaders. So this year we took 145 faculty, staff, students to Camp Allen in Navasota, Texas, and we spent 3 days just learning what does it mean to be a disciple and a leader, and how do those two things work together.
And then, is Kaleo, is it a particular program? Is it Navigators or IVP, or is it your own program?
It is a grassroots experience here.
Okay,
on
cool.
campus. Yeah, so Whit Goodwin, you know, our associate VP,
sure.
He is the one that really began
okay.
the understanding of this and what that looks like with Terry. And then I was just brought in to help manage the opportunities. So.
And the application that faculty or student leaders fill out, what's the criteria of it? Is it basically, are you committed to Christian principles and the desire to mentor others accordingly?
Mm-hmm. For the faculty and staff, yes. You know, it's questions like, you know, have you ever discipled before?
Right.
And, you know, what is your philosophy of discipleship? And what is it, how is it, what is your testimony? Basically, you know, a short piece of that as well to share with me a little bit about who you are in Christ as a Christ follower. And for students, it's the same thing, but it's more along the lines of what is it that you want to get out of this kind of relationship? What are you willing to commit to be a part of this relationship? And it's not just student leaders, it's all students that are involved in this as well too. And so so it kind of gives an idea. For example, a student usually has said in the past, you know, I want to be able to connect with someone older than me that can help me navigate some of the scripture, you know, the waters of the scripture, or, you know, help me figure out or work through my vocational experience and what is it I should be doing and how is it that I can move into my vocational experience, you know, being blessed by God. So just things like that as well too. Some, you know, some are even, you know, I struggle with relationships. So, you know, I'd like to study something about relationships and what that looks like through the eyes of God, you know, and how can I use my faith and be a part of those relationships.
You know, discipleship is kind of inseparable to figuring out your vocation.
Absolutely.
And, and you know, we know this, that this is probably the greatest need of any body of believers, you know. I was raised in a non-churched home and, you know, did drugs. Psalms was palms. Job was job. I didn't, you know, I was a C and E or went to Christmas or church on Christmas and Easter. But after I had that radical commitment to Christ at Windermere, a Baptist camp in Missouri.
I've been there every summer.
Really?
I'm from Missouri
Yeah.
Too,
so
every summer.
I mean, the hallowed grounds of Windermere Baptist Assembly. But my aunt discipled me. You know, I worked for her in a flower shop. She put flat rose boxes on the wall, wrote scripture. She got me memorizing scripture. She taught me how to pray. She and she put me through a spiritual boot camp in that early time of my life. And had that not happened, I don't know where I'd be today.
You know, I think it's so important because my understanding of who God is in my life, and through many of those experiences happened at Windermere for me as well too, every summer with youth camp and things like that as well, is just for us as Christ followers to help to recognize others and helping them to understand that they are valued and that they are so fearfully and wonderfully made, as we read in Psalm 139, that they have a place at the seat at the table, you know, and so through discipling, it's just a part of that of understanding, you know, how do we lean into each other and to help each other, and sometimes that's admonishing, but other times it's encouraging, and all of that works together because that's just who we are as well too, no matter how seasoned we are in our faith.
Absolutely.
And so that discipling process occurs through all of that happens. That someone says, I value you and I value spending time with you because I want you to be the best person you can be that God has made you to be. And some of our students and faculty and staff, but some of our students don't have that message given to them sometimes. And
sure.
Maybe like you, they haven't been raised in a Christian home, or even some of those who have been raised in a Christian home, that message doesn't get real clear and it gets a little muddled. And so it's a great opportunity for them to be able to, for all of us to come together to be able to just share in that understanding of who God is and that we are valued through His eyes and then into the world.
We're talking to Colette Cross, the Director of Discipleship at Houston Baptist University, and who leads Kaleo, a spiritual discipleship program, along with a team of people. And I know you have a whole team, and Salim is so full of love and Jesus. He's just a contagious person. You can learn more about this at hbu.edu/spiritual life or hbu.edu/Kaleo, K-A-L-E-O, discipleship. Colette, you know, when I look at the distinctives of universities, because universities, higher ed's in a dynamic situation of change, much like the retail stores and Amazon. Not every university gives what HBU gives. A state school, very respectfully, doesn't really provide what HBU provides,
right,
in that this is a faith-building time in a formative period of time in a student's life.
Absolutely.
And their future life is very much dependent on success or failure in the faith component. Their marital life, their all the other aspects of life.
Right.
So although it may not be a course that Sachs might look at, it's inseparable to all the courses that our academic accrediting body you know, puts their stamp of approval on. how important is discipleship? I mean, explain it to parents and grandparents who maybe think, well, I go to church, you know, I hear the pastor on Sunday. We're talking about another step than just those great opportunities, no doubt about it. And they are a form of discipleship, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah, I mean, discipleship is whole life learning. Mm-hmm. It's understanding that, like you said, it touches every aspect of who we are, relationships and vocational, deciding what we're going to do, family, just everything, monetary, financial process, mm-hmm. everything is a part of that, how it is that we provide that whole life stewardship in our lives. And I think that's one of the strengths of bringing in the faculty and staff mm-hmm. in this, because the students are getting this one-on-one, but also you hear it then and see it modeled in the classroom. And so, you know, we have over 55 some plus faculty and staff who are involved in the discipleship process of Kaleo. Mm-hmm. And so, and that's perfect in understanding that when a student goes to financial services to talk about a bill, that they're not talking about someone who, or to someone who specifically is, you need to pay this bill, you know?
Right.
But
sure.
It's someone that says, okay, well, let's talk about how it is that this can take care, how we can take care of this together. What are the resources that the university can help you with, and what are the resources you can? So it's through that understanding of who Christ is in that staff person's life, how it is that they model and how it is that they help this student navigate through this opportunity of challenging financially, you mm-hmm. know, what it is that they're experiencing. And so I love what Mike Rosato, you know, our new provost,
yeah.
has done with challenging our faculty to share their stories.
Absolutely.
And I think that's such a vital part, and that's exactly what discipleship is all of us have a story,
mm-hmm.
and each story is unique to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so how it is we share those stories may be very different, but it's still our story. And so that's one of the things with discipleship as well, too, is that we challenge each other, staff, students, faculty, we challenge each other to share our story, to live that story out. It's not only in Java City when we're meeting, you know, face-to-face over coffee, but it's how it is we help a student in the classroom, how it is that we help, a student in the HODO, you know, that maybe experienced some challenges with their family as an RA. I mean, so it all comes together. So that discipleship, it's important in telling faculty, or excuse me, telling your parent or telling other parents how important it is because it is whole life. It's who we are. It's everything that's a part of us. And one of our students last year, he accepted the Lord and recommitted. You know, I'm not exactly sure which terminology to use, but it didn't really matter. He went home and he told his parents, he's on our football team, told his parents that he had made this decision. And he said he'd only seen his dad cry twice in his life, and that was one of those times.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
You know, it's just understanding the importance as well as the depth of what discipleship and how it is we speak into each other's lives is just, it's pretty amazing what the Lord does through that.
Well, before you send your son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter to a state college or to a university, what we'd call a secular university, and there are wonderful universities out there, you might want to remember that Houston Baptist University tenaciously embraces that confessional statement that Jesus Christ is Lord. You cannot be employed here unless you embrace that statement. And I've had professor after professor sit right at this table and tell me that one of the most meaningful parts of their employment at HBU has been this dynamic of being able to pray with a student,
mm-hmm.
interact with a student, and what a privilege it is for them to be here. And I can tell they're saying it very sincerely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Without discipleship, there is no fruit. And it's like looking at a rose bush that doesn't bloom. And we know in the case of our Lord, he had 12 been and one defected, and he poured his life in 11, and 11 changed the world. So the exponential impact is incredible. Now, how do you, for freshmen through senior graduate students, how do you connect them so that nobody falls through the cracks who maybe they need a mentor? You know, I don't know of anybody who doesn't need a mentor. You know, I had the privilege of a strong mentor as a father who came to Christ after I did. But then so many mentor pastors all through the years that, you know, poured into my life. How do you keep the feelers out so we don't lose anybody along the way?
Well, on the individual basis, that's partly why we do the interest form or application, is that it helps me be organized with that, because then I have something in front of me that says, here, you know, this person is looking for someone to disciple them, instead of me just trying to remember that. And on the form, it's not only, for example, there's a freshman this year that she completed the form, and, you know, just really a wonderful person. But one of the things under her hobbies is that she really liked calligraphy and handwriting. One of our disciplers, one of our staff, that's one of her hobbies as well. So that was kind of a cool tie-in for them. And the first time that they met together, of course, they talked about their faith, but that was also another, just one more way of them connecting together. And so trying to bring people together within the context of their hobbies, or, you know, some of the things that they're interested in as well, reading or whatever, which also kind of undergirds that faith component as well. And so that's one of the things that we do. But also there are many students who are involved in group discipleship as well. Baptist Student Ministries, Campus Outreach, FCA, Fellowship Christian Athletes, Navigators, and Young Life do a phenomenal.
All those groups are here at HBU.
And they all have campus ministers that are here on campus as well, too. They do a phenomenal work together. And so all of us together help provide those students who maybe are not necessarily one-on-one, but they like that group interaction as well, too. So there's many. Every night of the week, one of those guys and gals meet together of those groups. And then several times, other times during the week as well, too. And many of them have discipleship relationships outside of their major meetings or major prayer time and Bible study as well. So, and all of those fall under Kaleo. We help them with the resources and things like that. But they do a great job of reaching our students and helping them.
So Kaleo is your own custom-designed discipleship program at HBU. And we're grateful, of course, to Doris and Terry Looper for helping launch that with their generosity. And it is the umbrella of all these various organizations. We just had a football player in here who said, you know, talked about all the devotions they're having on the football team.
Right.
That's discipleship, as you and I know.
And Kurt Lawson, who is the FCA representative,
right,
is one who is providing that. So we also have, like you said, we're able to hire staff under this grant as well. So we have a coordinator for service and missions that brings that together, that specific area together. And then also in our student involvement area, our commuter ministry, as well as our student organizations and in Greeks. So those are all touched as well, too, through the discipleship piece. It's a real inventive way to bring together a group of people to use thankful dollars in helping to also then disseminate understanding what discipleship means for our students, and having that freedom to be able to say, you want a Bible? No problem. We got that for you.
Yeah.
You know, and not have to worry about the financial piece of it.
That's beautiful.
It is. It's really exciting.
Colette, we're so thankful that you're a champion for discipleship at HBU, and what a gift you are to the university. And we want to remind everyone that no student here has to be a spiritual orphan. There are people who want to connect. They want to encourage. And let me tell you, everybody's dealing with something, whether we acknowledge it or not. We all need one another. I think that's why Luke used that term one another so often in the book of Acts. So learn more about it. Go to hbu.edu/spiritual life or hbu.edu/kaleo, K-A-L-E-O, discipleship. And Colette Cross, the director of discipleship, is available to help you make that discovery.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for
coming by.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks, Jerry.
And we appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you for your continual support and for giving us this opportunity to get the word out.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.